till 8 o'clock, RSN 927's Trainer Talk with Greg Miles.
15 after 7, and a pleasure to say good morning to our reigning Fred Hoisted medalist, David Hayes. G'day, David.
Good morning, Greg.
Been quite a week, hasn't it, with the Vega Magic and company with a treble last Saturday, and then it must have been a great thrill Sunday night.
It was. It was a big thrill to do it with Ben and Tom, and always nice to win a Group 1 on $1 million race with a good horse, so we had a good weekend.
Yep, and how'd he come through it, incidentally, Vega?
Really good. He's on the easy list now, and he'll be set for the Everest, and who slot he uses will be decided probably after the Bobby Lewis.
Okay, let's have a look at what's happening at the Valley today. A huge hand, but Butamol's gone to Sydney, and you've taken Mahaney out of the last race. Kicking off with Samovar. Now, this is going to be, I suppose, an anchor for a lot of punters early in the day. Already, she's been well tried, and she ran really well at Flemington.
Yeah, crying out for the mile or even 2,000 metres. Providing she handles the Valley, I'd say going to be very, very hard to beat, and the market's probably got it right.
And you've done a little gear change with the Winkers going on today?
Yeah, I just thought it would help her be a bit more tractable, especially around the Valley. We'll see if that's the right decision or not.
Okay. Mutabal goes to Sydney, as I say, but you've got Esh Tarak in the second on the program, switched him back from Sydney.
Yes, very good run first up there. But we just thought this was a little bit easier than the Sydney version. We had him entered up there, but I want to give him a look around the Valley in case we run him in the Stud Stakes in a few weeks.
Okay, don't have a runner in the third, David, but race four, two here and two good chances, you'd think, in Foundation and Harlow Gold, who ran terrifically first up at the Valley.
Yeah, she ran really well. It looks like a race with plenty of pace. Initially, we thought with Foundation from the wide gate would go forward, but I'll be telling the stewards that we're going to ride him a little bit patiently. Yeah. And Halo Gold, you couldn't have asked for a better first up run. So, you know, she's set for longer races later in the spring, but it's a race she could step up in.
Yeah, 15 to 2,000 metres, and she's got a good second up record. She's in a winning frame, do you think?
I think you can have something on her, but you'll get much better as the prep goes on.
Okay. Now, race six, there's got a really nice filly. This is a good race, though, isn't it? The Atlantic Jewel.
Oh, yeah.
Very deep race, but she's a filly going places. You could make a case to say she should be unbeaten.
Yes, she got into a lot of trouble at Flemington with Craig on one day, and she couldn't have been more impressive when she won earlier in the season. I think she's a real guineas contender that probably hasn't been acknowledged yet.
Well, she might just put her hand up today, the daughter of North.
But a few good ones to beat, though. It's a hard race.
Yeah, it is a hard race. And Pure Scott, you'd imagine she'll be getting back and doing something late in the race?
Yes, we're hoping that she'll step up as the races get a bit longer as we get into the spring.
Okay, now race seven. A couple of runners here. I presume Rudiger's staying in Melbourne?
Yes.
Yep, okay. And, of course, Keen Array would be the hope of the side. Just coming back a little bit in distance last time to the 1,000 metres, probably not in his favour, but out to 1,200 again today.
Probably to his pet distance. He's obviously got a very good one to beat, the Japanese horse from Barron's.
Mm.
And Rudiger, I know he's up in class, but, gee, he didn't really get a crack at him at the Valley the other day. He finished full of running. It was a good effort with no luck.
Yeah. Keen Array, I notice you've been just switching the gear around him, blinkers on over in Perth and then blinkers off and winkers back on last time out. What are you trying to sort out with him?
Oh, well, he lost form, he lost his way, so, you just tinker with the gear to hopefully find his way.
Yeah.
And that's why we've been doing that. The blinkers didn't work in Perth, so we thought we'd start again.
Well, he was second to Voodoo Lad, I think, in this race last year, and if he got anywhere near that form, he might give Brave Smash a bit of a run.
Yeah, he might. I think he's in similar form to that of last year, and the Brave Smash form does look pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does, through a horse you know pretty well. Now, the main race of the day here, David, the Darto, and two runners. He's Our Rocky is the favourite for the race, and he's come through that race behind Hartnell, the Lawrence Stakes. It was a promising performance there.
Really was. It reads a fourth, but I was sitting in the stand. I was sure he ran third, and he beat Blackheart Bart. Now, Blackheart Bart came out and ran second behind Vega, which is, I think if Blackheart Bart was in this race, he'd be pretty short.
Yeah, yeah. Goes to Moonee Valley. He's only had the one run there, and that was when he was a three-year-old in the Stud Stakes, when he didn't have a lot of luck. How will he get round the valley?
You know, he's a pretty foolproof horse. He's won in Sydney, wins at Caulfield. He's got wins everywhere. I'd be surprised if he couldn't handle the valley.
Yeah, he just didn't seem to fire in the autumn.
No, he'd been in work for and in form for basically 15 months, and he probably just peaked at the in the Group 1 when he won, and he'd won about seven in a row or five in a row or something. And I just think he didn't come up from the short break between spring and autumn. But he's had a big spell, and he looks like he's come back very well.
Yep. Terrific. And Jack and Obey, 10 years of age, still relishing his racing?
Yeah, he's going for the million. Hopefully he's only got a few thousand to go, and a 10-year-old that runs good races, you'd be a little bit surprised if he could beat the favourite.
Right. And in the last, is there a rider for Boom Time? Is it Ethan Brown?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ethan Brown. Now, gee, I thought his first up run was really promising. If he can just settle a little bit handier today, he might be amongst them.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure in this race. That's why we're not running Mahani. And that might suit a swooper late in the day. And that's what you know he'll be doing that.
Yeah, and he's got the right sort of track condition for him.
Yeah, and he's got a good second up record. Just maybe the mile is a bit on the short side for him.
Okay, yeah. What a great hand it is, David. What's the best of them?
Probably Ollie in the first, I think.
Okay, yep. Samovar?
Yep.
Okay. Good luck, Dave. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Okay.